My goodness. This man says he should be let out of his prison sentence, and I'm going to give you the story here, and I want to know if you think he should be let out or no, he needs to stay in there. A man died, and he was revived, believes his life sentence should be over. This guy is from Iowa. It's an Iowa man. He was sentenced to life in jail for murder, and he's arguing that, man, you should let me out, because he did temporarily die back in 2015. He was rushed to the hospital after a large kidney stone caused him to develop septic poisoning. He signed a do not resuscitate agreement years earlier, but doctors revived him after he was brought in unconscious. Since he's being brought back to life, the man said his short-term death releases him from his life sentence. The Iowa Court of Appeals ruled, though, that his sentence is not up until a medical examiner declares him deceased. So he's not getting out, but what do you think?
I think he found a loophole. I think he found a loophole in his sentence, in his life sentence, as weird as that sounds, and he should be let out. He found a loophole. I mean, I think
even though he murdered somebody?
I know he murdered somebody. I mean, it doesn't mean that he can just walk freely. Maybe we like put a little anklet on him or something. I mean, how long has he been in jail for? I think you also
I don't have all those details.
I know, but I think that needs to also be put into consideration. If he's been in jail for 30 years or so and he died and he's come back, then maybe, yeah, we do let him out. We put like an ankle bracelet thing on him and he's on probation or something like that. But I mean, if he just murdered someone like a year ago and then this happened, then obviously no. But I think sometimes people spend 30 years in jail and they learn their lesson. They can turn things around.
What do you think, Chops?
I think this sounds like it'd be an awesome movie or like a TV show. Like, what was the one with Stephen Avery? Like, Making a Murderer?
There's no way this would be as good as Making a Murderer.
I don't know. It'd be good. But, yeah, I guess. I don't know. No, you know what? I think whatever's supposed to happen is going to happen. Does that make sense?
That's the most vague answer I think you've ever given
Thank
me on the show.
You're not the one making the decision.